Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. Normally, we hear from Justin Lewis of KIS Futures at this time, but Justin has the afternoon off. December cattle managed to match Friday's highs into the pit opening yesterday, but could not see follow-through buying and pulled back to trade 12 lower on the day. The stiff premium of futures to the cash market, with cash at $125 to $126 last week, helped to spark some long liquidation selling. December hogs traded as much as 62 higher yesterday before drifting lower to close 25 cents higher. Cash hog traders remain concerned that the seasonal increase in supply will pressure pork product prices and cash values ahead. Weakness in the stock market has been offset by strength in other commodity markets and weakness in the U.S. dollar. December wheat closed 6.25 higher yesterday as increased concerns for next year's production in Russia and the Ukraine continue to provide speculative buying support. Talk that Ukraine's wheat harvest could be down by a third to about 15 million tons in 2014 from around 22 million this year due to rains is supportive to U.S. and French markets, as it could mean better export demand to each. Traders are also talking about lost acres in Russia and a drop of nearly 7.0 to 7.5 million tons for production for 2014. The tender market was active, with Iraq, Algeria, and Bangladesh tendering for 50,000 tons of wheat each, and Jordan is in the market for 100,000 tons. We'll take a look at all your market numbers right after this on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Looking at our livestock markets, October live cattle were down 17 cents on the day at 127.87. December live cattle down 12 at 132.30. October feeders down 45 at 164 even, and the November contract was off 47 cents at 165.47. October lean hogs down 25 at 91.60, and the December contract was up 25 cents at 87.87. We'll look at your grains next.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
In our grain markets on Monday, Kansas City December wheat was up 6.25 cents at 756.5. The July contract up 6.75 cents at 739.75. On the Chicago board, wheat for December was up 7.75 cents on the day at 694.75. And the July contract up 7.25 cents at 701 even. In the row crops in Chicago, Chicago December corn up 6 at 449.25. And the March contract up 5.75 cents at 461.75. Soybeans, November contract up 1.5 cents at 12.96.5, and the January contract up 2 cents at 12.97 even. On the cotton markets, October cotton down 326 points at 82.57 cents per pound, and the December contract down 316 at 84.02. In our energy markets, November crude oil was at 103.13, November natural gas at $3.63 per million BTUs. In the precious metals, October COMEX gold is at 13.22, and the December contract for COMEX silver was at 22.32. That's your afternoon futures market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.